Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Football might be over for the season, but basketball is in full steam for both pro and college hoops. From all the latest odds, totals, player performance props, to where the next fired coach is going to land, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your sports betting needs. Head over to the website or use your mobile devices to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, to get started. And it's not just basketball. BetOnline is your source for hockey, boxing, and UFC odds. From sports right down to your favorite Vegas casino games, BetOnline is your number one online wagering destination. Bet online, the fastest and easiest way to wager on all of your favorite sports and play your favorite games. Bet online, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about DeMarco Jackson out of Appalachian State in our NFL Draft Prospect Special is our host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
Hey, doing good, man. Talking some more draft prospects today. We're going out to Boone, North Carolina with Appalachian State today. And that's what we do here on the show, man. We don't cover just the big name schools. Of course, we get the Alabama, the Georgias, the Techs, all the schools everyone talks about. But we always like to go into the smaller schools, man. That's what we do here. And give some more, shine some more light on these guys who are really grinding to get a name for themselves in the NFL. And that's what we're here for today with DeMarco Jackson. Can't wait to talk more about this impressive young man out of Appalachian State.
Absolutely. And for everybody watching, thank you so much for sharing and telling your friends and family and coworkers about our show via word of mouth. Just walking up to them and being like, hey, have you been listening to 100 Yards of Football? And they'll be like, well, yeah, I listen to it every day, both on the live video and on the podcast. And they'll go, well, that was a very specific answer. And then you can just continue that conversation on about how they love our show and how we love our show. So thank you again so much for listening and watching our show. Mr. Logan Landers, tell us, DeMarco Jackson, what do we have to look forward to?
Well, you have a guy who's played a ton of football, right? He just got done with his senior season. He's been at Appalachian State since 2018, and he is looking good. So let's go back and look at his numbers here before we get on to his strengths and weaknesses. So in 2018, right, freshman year, he got 25 total tackles, one pass defended. And so nothing too shabby. Like I said, freshman year, you don't get to see the field a whole lot. But he did some good work in the small amount of time he had. The 6'1", 230-pound guy from Spartanburg, South Carolina, impressed even more in 2019. He had 60 total tackles, two passes defended, and three sacks. So you can see a little bit of potential there, right, hoping to build on it. Then 2020 happened, even though it was a shortened year. He had 86 total tackles, and he had six passes defended with 2.5 sacks to boot. And for the first time, he had two interceptions in that year. So really impressed, showed off some coverage skills. And then in 2021, he really ramped things up. 119 total tackles, career high. Five passes defended, second most in his career. The most sacks he's ever had was six. And he also had a forced fumble, the only one he's ever caused in the career, and one interception to boot. So he got better each and every year. The stats don't lie, and he just improved throughout each of his seasons, each of his years at Appalachian State, which is what you like to see. Now let's talk more about the Combine, because that is, of course, where everyone was watching this past weekend, right, with the Combine. Fun times. And this dude impressed, especially with his 40-yard dash, and that's what a lot of guys look at. He ran a 4.55 40-yard dash. And like I said, he is a little bit leaner. He's 6'1", 230 pounds. But, man, a 4.5 40, and for a linebacker too, that's what you like to see. That's someone who is not afraid to, you know, who's got some good speed to get to the quarterback. And, I mean, that's why you saw that's why you just heard that I just said. Like I said, he's got some passes defended. He's got some interceptions. And that's used for, you know, making up for his coverage abilities as well as for makeup speed, too. If he gets beat a little bit, He's got that good speed to really go and catch up and knock the ball down, pick it off, whatever it be. And that helps him out a lot. But some of the strengths and weaknesses I like about this young man, let's talk about the strengths first, because that's what we always love to hear. He's got good foot speed, right? He's able to, like I mentioned, he's able to get to the quarterback. He's good in coverage. He's able to jump inside, right? If he's able to get a sack for a rush, if he can counter it, he can do it. And he's not the most, he doesn't have the most moves as a linebacker, right? Getting past the offensive line. But it's worked so far. He can always learn some new moves in the NFL. And I'm not too worried about that all in all. Some more things also. He's got good size. He's got good athleticism. And I like that about him. Like I say, he's a good frame there. 6'1", 235. That's good for a linebacker. He's pretty buff also. He's good at reading the quarterback. Anticipation is key. Especially in the NFL, I saw, with the pass defender with the interceptions, he's able to kind of see where the quarterback's going to be going and either knock the ball down, pick it off, or at least, just get a really good tackle on it. He's able to get pressure on the inside, able to really get to the quarterback, get to the running backs if he needs to. And he's good. He's got really good effort in pursuit, right? If the running back breaks free, he's able to track him down and make sure he doesn't get much further. Like I said, due to that very solid speed and good tackling ability, which he has. Like I said, 119 tackles this past season, most in his career. He's able to really wrap up and get someone down to the ground quick as a linebacker, as tackling. For a pass rusher, like I said, he's pretty solid. He's got good burst, flexibility. He can kind of just get through the line, not too much power-wise, but more just kind of a quickness combined with a little bit of speed and power. And he's got good burst too, right? It's not just the long runs. It's the short burst you need, that good first step to really get somewhere, whether it's downfield, whether it's getting to the quarterback, the running back. He's got that good first speed that you like to see. Some of the weaknesses, there's not a whole lot. This guy is a pretty solid prospect, I think, all in all. But he doesn't have the biggest pop in the world. When I say that, he's going to be more of just a conservative tackler. In terms of he's just going to wrap you up and take you to the ground, which isn't bad. That's always what you like. See, that's the fundamentals, right? But it's always fun to just kind of get a nice shoulder in there or some of the big hits that you might need to land sometimes. Let's be real here in the NFL because these guys are massive, like Derrick Henry, all the big wide receivers and tight ends. You sometimes need to have more than just that wrapping up ability to take these guys down. So he does need to maybe work on that. And like I said, if he's got like a larger running back, maybe a fullback, if you throw one in there or so, or even a tight end, he's not going to be able to, he doesn't have the most strength. He's probably going to have to get an assist on that. Someone's going to have to help him out in terms of tackling him. It's not the best at a one-on-one. So he could just maybe get his strength up, honestly, and work on that. But I mean, to be honest, man, all in all, DeMarco Jackson, like I said, he's impressing at the combine. He did solid at the Senior Bowl also, right back a couple of months ago. He did good there. And I think that he's really kind of opening some eyes in terms of where it, not just where he's played, right, showing some love to App State, but it's showing that, especially in the later rounds where I'm sure he's going to end up, that it doesn't matter where you go to school, man. As long as you got talent, someone will see you and someone will definitely be calling his name pretty soon. And I think he's going to be a later round draft pick, because like I said, some places are just really going to see. It's like, oh, he went to a smaller school in Appalachian State. And yeah. I mean, of course, but I mean, like I said, but all in all, man, it don't matter what school you go to. As long as you got the talent and the athletic ability, like DeMarco Jackson's proved, like I said, I read the stats, talked a little bit about the combine. He's been impressing everyone. And I think it's really helped him out. Like it's really going to boost his draft stock, make him move up a couple of slots. And I think this young man's going to do very well in the NFL. A little bit, like I said, probably more of a project piece, someone you're going to throw into a couple of packages maybe. Maybe as a rusher, right? Maybe as a blitz package, you can throw him in there because he got that good speed. And he could always work his way up, right? I think that he could maybe get a starting job pretty soon after a couple of years of just kind of getting used to the league. And I'm excited to see what DeMarco Jackson is going to do, man. Very good prospect, untapped potential, and I'm excited to see what the young man's going to do in a very short amount of time, right? Come April, when the draft is, I'm excited to see where his name's going to get called.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
That's right. We've got about a month, and we are going to see exactly where this man falls. And, yeah, just like you were saying, DeMarco Jackson, this man is fast. So he's going to have to use that speed to take him all the way out of Appalachian State on into the NFL. So we definitely want to see what happens. And everyone watching, tell us, what do you think? Where do you think DeMarco Jackson will be drafted? Put it in the comments. Let us know. And if you're watching us live, thank you so much. And if you're listening to our podcast, thank you again. But if you're not listening to our podcast, come and join us. 100 Yards of Football. Every single week, we put out new podcasts. We keep you informed. We also keep you entertained by not only covering all of the draft prospects, upcoming games, and latest breaking news, but also history specials and interviews with amazing players and classic coaches from throughout the league, including the NFL and in college, all the way back to high school. So listen to our podcast on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere that you love listening to podcasts. And make sure to drop us a line and tell us that you're listening, especially over on Apple Podcasts. You can drop us a little interesting note, and it can just say, hey, guys, I've been listening to the show. And that can be it. And that helps us get so much more traction with the algorithms that work with podcasts. So thank you so much for that. And thank you so much, Mr. Logan Landers, our host, for that NFL draft prospect of DeMarco Jackson from Appalachian State. I am your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be right back with another live episode.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.